Good evening. A children's arts club has been told it has to close next week, with some parents believing it's because it largely attracts the middle class. The company which runs Hackney Council's education services says it's shutting the Paint Pots Arts Club so the money can be spent on vulnerable families who need support. Gareth Furby reports.
Do you remember? We put the paint on top of the paper plate and we spun it round. Yeah!
Olive is just 18 months old and likes going to an arts club for under fives, close to her home in Hackney.
She loves the painting and playing the other children and the singing and the dancing.
But not for much longer, because this subsidised club, popular with hundreds of children, which is said to have cost parents just £1 a visit, is closing down. Well, a spokesperson for Hackney's Learning Trust said they had to prioritise resources and there'd recently been an increase in the number of vulnerable families. So the council money will now go to support them. But some parents believe the art club has been targeted for closure because most of the people who use it are middle class.
I would say the middle classes are being discriminated against here.
Because I guess they feel because you supposedly have money and houses with space that you can provide those things that these classes are providing in your own home, which isn't actually the case.
Touch the sky. Yay.
Hackney Learning Trust says there is another art club for children in the borough, but if it's too far for Olive's parents, then she may not be able to add to her artistic portfolio as often as she'd like. Gareth Furby, BBC London News.
With the general election approaching, a close fight is on in the East End of London. Changes to the boundaries of constituencies in the area mean the new seat of Poplar and Limehouse will be a close battle. It's an area of rich and poor. Overcrowded homes are a problem. A quarter of constituents earn less than £15,000 a year. But Canary Wharf is in the constituency, where the average man earns more than £100,000 a year and is increasingly living, and therefore voting, closer to work.
If you look at the record on health, on education, on transport, safer neighbourhood policing was piloted in Shadwell within the constituency. We've got more sure start centres probably than any other borough in the country. The investment in public services is quite clear for everybody to see. The investment in the private sector is clear because Canary Wharf has been drawing in that private sector investment.
The problem with Labour in Tower Hamlets is because they preside over this disaster of 23,000 people on the waiting list, whilst almost all houses that are built there, almost all flats, are completely outside the reach of the local people, whether of Bangladeshi origin or traditional EastEnders. They have to keep quiet about it.
In the last 4 years, Tower Hamlets Council have failed to deliver the affordable homes they said they would. So they're just not doing the job. The Conservatives, however, have got an agenda that says Labour have underinvested in social housing ever since they came into power in 1997. And the Conservatives said that we will change that. We will actually start to reverse that flow.
A lot of the blame has to be with the government. A lot of money that ought to have been invested in housing, affordable housing, just hasn't been invested. And local councils have really been battling to try to make up the difference. I find it really depressing when I go round and I see new builds going up, for example in Wapping, right in the heart of the community in Wapping, where two bedroom flats are going to cost £500,000.
A full list of candidates is available on the London part of the Politics Show website. The chef, Heston Blumenthal, has received £200,000 compensation after an outbreak of food poisoning forced his three-star restaurant in Bray in Berkshire to close for a fortnight. Many of the 500 diners who were ill are still seeking payouts from insurers. A paraplegic tennis player has been stranded in the northeast of England by the British Airways cabin crew strike. Anthony Carter from Kingston was competing in a tournament in Sunderland when his flight was cancelled, leaving it difficult to get home with two wheelchairs, luggage and kit.
I haven't got any internet or anything here, so I've had struggled to try and find out what is going on and if my flight has been cancelled. It's been really tough. Really tough for somebody in my situation. It's not been good.
One football result in the Championship. Watford lost 3-1 away to Cardiff. And tonight's weather now with Wendy Hurrell.
Thank you very much. Very good evening to you. It's been an absolutely glorious day, especially been running the Sport Relief Mile. This week it's staying mild, but we're going to have a real mixed bag of the sort of weather conditions. We'll start with this evening first. Why not? Fine evening. And overnight it stays just that way. Little bits of patchy cloud around here and there, but mostly clear, starry skies. But not too cold either. Temperatures will just about hold up. We're looking at around 6 degrees in most places. And then tomorrow we start on a bright note as a result. Some fairly decent sunshine getting through. But then the wind picks up and that will hasten in a bit more cloud from the west, which eventually will bring us some light and drizzle rain around the evening's rush hour. Before that, though, temperatures still fairly respectable, about 14 degrees. Another fine day on Tuesday, a bit cloudy with some spots of rain on Wednesday and some rain to come.
Thank you. We're back at 10:15. Bye for now.